Now, Congress is trying to help out the auto industry with a proposal that's getting bipartisan support. It's an idea tucked into a more contentious climate change bill. It involves cash for clunkers, which means that car owners could trade in their old rides for more fuel-efficient models. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Cash for clunkers is an idea aimed squarely at consumers like Dana Schwartz of Portland, Oregon.
We live in a state that the green factor is all over us every day, 24/7. And so I think we're very conscious of helping the environment in any way.
But Dana and her husband Jerry own a car that gets 16 miles to the gallon, and the sour economy put off their plans to upgrade.
The energy-efficient cars are pricier to start out with. So, you know, we've talked about them before, but it's just right now out of our range.
While the Schwartzes visit the Capitol grounds here in D.C., Congress is trying to figure out how to get them into an auto showroom back in Oregon.
This is electroshock therapy for the economy.
That's Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey, a senior Democrat on the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
We think that we can move 800,000 or a million vehicles off of the showroom lots and into the driveways of Americans all over the country.
They call it cash for clunkers, but it's really cash for guzzlers. It gives vouchers to people who trade in cars, trucks, or SUVs that get 18 miles per gallon or less and buy new vehicles that do better. The condition and age of the vehicle don't matter. It's all about the MPG, and the vouchers get bigger as the fuel savings increase. Environmentalists say it's too easy for buyers to get vouchers for small improvements in mileage, and some want lawmakers to put the bar higher.
I am disappointed by the compromise.
New York Congressman Steve Israel had been pushing a version requiring car buyers to beat current minimum fuel standards by 25% before they get a voucher. But he says he'll support the current language if he has to.
I will support it because I don't believe in saying no to 50% because I couldn't get 100%, but it is a disappointing compromise.
But Congressman Markey says the mileage improvements, however small, do matter.
We are trying to change the culture in our country. We're trying, with this legislation, to put a focus on the fuel-efficient vehicles that a previous generation of automotive purchases avoided purchasing.
Funding details for the voucher deal are still in negotiation. But right now, lawmakers hope to pay for at least a million vouchers using several billion dollars left over from the economic stimulus package passed in February. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
And we have one more note this morning on what the future of the auto industry may look like. General Motors has made a disclosure in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and it has said that bankruptcy is possible for the company if it doesn't get enough takers on an offer to swap its bond debt for stock. GM says if it goes into bankruptcy, it would likely sell most of its assets to a new company that would go on and try to do business while it would liquidate the rest, if it has to seek bankruptcy protection.